This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Israeli military said it had called up an unprecedented 300,000 reservists and was imposing a total blockade of the Gaza Strip in a sign it may be planning a ground assault in response to the devastating weekend attack by Hamas gunmen. Israeli TV channels said the death toll from the Hamas attack had climbed to 900. Gaza's health ministry said at least 687 Palestinians have been killed and 3,726 wounded in Israeli airstrikes on the blockaded enclave since Saturday. Iran's support for the Palestinian group Hamas is in the spotlight after Hamas militants crossed into southern Israel Saturday, attacking civilians and soldiers. Henry Ridgewell has more from London.
The Hamas attack on Israel Saturday took most regional powers by surprise, but many analysts say Iran would have approved the assault in advance. Lina Khatib is director of the Middle East Institute at SOAS University of London.
Can only happen with explicit prior direct agreement from Iran. But this is very different from saying that Iran ordered these groups to do these attacks.
Iran has described Hamas's actions as the manifestation of resistance, but denied any responsibility. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Monday it was in Russia's interest to stoke war in the Middle East to weaken global unity. He said, based on available information, it's in Russia's interest to inflame war in the Middle East to create a new source of pain and suffering that would weaken global unity, create divisions, and help Russia in undermining freedom in Europe.